I was going to tell you a story about giving birth without painkillers today, which is a hilarious story. But because of what happened today with a shooting at a newspaper in Annapolis where at least 5 reporters are dead, I wanted to talk today about newspapers. And don't worry, there will be some humor in this. But I thought it was important today to just talk about journalism. So I'm actually a historian, not a journalist, but I run a newspaper nowadays, not a newspaper, online news site for East Lansing called East Lansing Info. And the way I got into that was that I started doing journalism nationally by accident. What happened was I used to study the 19th century dead people, but because of various problems in medicine, I got dragged into looking at some problems with medical research and medical treatment in the 20th century and then the 21st century. And so I ended up taking on a problem at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Office for Human Research Protections. And as part of that, I started doing what really looked more like journalism. Basically, historians and journalists do the same thing. We try to figure out who did what, when, and why. And why is difficult, but we try to figure that out. So I ended up, in the case I was working on with the FDA and the Office for Human Research Protections, using the Freedom of Information Act for the first time. And that's called FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act. And FOIA is a really great tool because in our democracy, we have the right to see internal documentation in our governments. So what happens is if there's a government or a governmental agency, you're allowed to request documents through FOIA. And so I started taking on a project that did that in 2010, and my son at the time was little. And this is actually a story about raising a kid in the midst of journalism. My son at the time was little. He would have been 10 years old at that time. And I remember one day when I was explaining to him FOIA and what I was looking for the government, and then I ended up having to sue the government under the Freedom of Information Act because they wouldn't give me the documentation I was legally due. And he and I were walking to school one day, and his friend Tommy was there, and my son stopped Tommy and said, "Hey, your dad is suing the federal government for my mom. Isn't that cool?" So my son continued to understand the Freedom of Information Act, and I began looking locally what was going on because I realized the internet had killed the local news system in East Lansing. So I started, just as a citizen journalist, tracking what was going on with development projects in East Lansing. And there was one that was a particular problem. I won't go into it, but I was tracking that when my son was 12. And as part of that, I wanted to look up something that was supposed to be a public document. So I went down to the building department with my son in tow, and I asked for this particular thing. And the person behind the desk said to me, "I was told never to give you anything." And I was like, "Guess I'm doing a good job." But as time went on, it became clear to me that what we had to do in East Lansing was drag everybody possible into the journalistic system, and that's what we've done. We created a citizen journalism system at East Lansing Info. And the reason I did that was partly because I just needed more help figuring out what was going on. We didn't have professional journalists, so I was teaching people to do that, along with Ann Nichols, our managing editor. And as part of that, we decided to start dragging young people into it. And we came to realize that having young people within a journalistic system was an incredible growth experience for them because they were young enough to now experience what it means to have access to your own governmental system, to know what's going on in the system. What I've learned is that teenagers make awesome investigative journalists. And the reason they make awesome investigative journalists is because they don't at all accept authority. They don't accept anybody telling them what they can and can't know. They question everything, and they are relentless. And so my son has now become an investigative journalist for us, and he is all of those things. Today, listening to what happened in Annapolis, I have to say, you know, in the past I've thought to myself, I really don't want my kid going into any kind of work that might endanger him. So I tended to think of police work, even though I think of police work as noble work. But I have to say, after hearing about the shooting today, I thought to myself, well, in this world, it's becoming just as dangerous, perhaps, to become a journalist. And it's weird to think, after all that, maybe I don't want him to be a journalist. Thank you.